In Illinois this morning, the Prisoner Review Board began 9 days of clemency hearings for nearly all of the state's death row inmates. Governor George Ryan declared a moratorium on executions in the state more than 2 years ago. He wants to review all 161 Illinois death penalty cases before he leaves office in January. From Chicago Public Radio, Jay Field reports.
The 14-member Illinois Prisoner Review Board usually meets together in one room to consider clemency petitions, but this morning they were split up, a sign of the huge workload they face as they try to conduct at least 140 hearings over the next 9 days. At this morning's session in Chicago, three board members sat at the front of the room at a small table. Defense lawyers, prosecutors, victims' family members, and journalists filled the seats. TV cameras competed for space along the wall. Board member Victor Brooks began the day with a message for victims' family members.
To the victims, it is our sincere regret that the loved ones, the friends, and even the communities are compelled now to revisit the unwarranted carnage exacted in their lives.
Minutes later, attorneys for death row inmate Leonard Kidd sat down at a table facing Brooks and the other board members.
Yes. Would you all stand, please?
Certainly. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear?
In 1984, a jury convicted Leonard Kidd of fatally stabbing four people in Chicago. He was also convicted of setting a 1980 fire that killed 10 children. Kidd and the other inmates seeking clemency aren't attending the hearings, leaving arguments to their lawyers. Kidd's attorneys say he suffers from a disability and argue that his death sentence should be commuted to life in prison. As board members listen, defense attorney Sharon Hicks told them of Kidd's documented history of mental illness and mental retardation dating back to childhood.
The mental retardation, coupled with his other mental health and mental illness difficulties, I think it certainly goes to his level of culpability and whether it would be cruel and unusual to execute a person with Mr. Kidd's IQ.
Kidd's lawyers also cited recent state and federal court rulings overturning death sentences for the mentally ill. When they finished, a team of state prosecutors sat down at the table. To their right sat several of the family members of Leonard Kidd's victims. Assistant Cook County State's Attorney David J. O'Connor delivered the argument against commutation.
There are few others on this planet that have killed more people than Leonard Kidd. To date, he has been convicted of killing 14 people. 11 of those are children. Leonard Kidd, over the course of a 4-year period, has created and nurtured and developed his very own graveyard.
O'Connor then described in graphic terms the details of Kidd's crimes. He also disputed the claim that Kidd suffers from mental retardation, citing a test conducted by a team of psychiatrists that found that Kidd was actually faking retardation. The hearing concluded with testimony from the family members of Kidd's victims. Emma Burtz is the mother of three of the children who perished in the fire Leonard Kidd set.
And I don't feel Leonard should live. I mean, you know, because my kids are dead. I don't even have a picture of my children, no more an obituary. I can't look at my children. My oldest daughter would be 28, 27, and 23. I can't see their picture. I can't even see them little. I don't have anything of my kids, no more than an obituary, that's all.
The Illinois Prisoner Review Board is expected to make clemency recommendations to Governor George Ryan by the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.